Kansas State Nation, welcome back to another postcast edition of the Football Project Podcast, all things Kansas State athletics, right here in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer checking in with you guys. Baseball. when a good shoe falls, the other one does not fit. To some stick like that, as K-State baseball gets swept by Wichita State, the season series anyways, last night by a score of 1-0, coming off one of the biggest wins in the series, one of the biggest series wins of the year, coming off that taking 2-3 from 14th-ranked Texas Tech over the weekend, and you lay a goose egg in the run column there to your little brother. That is the Wichita State Shockers last night on the road, 1-0 there. And what this was a gut-punching loss here for the Cats, who were recently ranked for the first time in quite some time, probably since my senior year back at K-State. We're going to touch on that right now. But 1-0 there at Tyler Field at X Stadium now, which is all Kansas there. Pete Hughes talked about last night, quote, when you hold a really good team, offensive team to only one run, you have to win the ball game. Especially when you have runners on first and third with no outs in three different innings. That's all you need to know right there. Missed opportunities for the K-State offense there, which came up huge in Game 3 against the Red Raiders right here in Manhattan. They left that offense in Manhattan and didn't bring it with them to Wichita last night there. Such a disappointing loss. And you get swept by a little brother in the process of that. Remember, I just said recently you lose at home to Wichita State 10-4, and they humble you with a shutout there last night. So we're just going to have to see. I know Alex went on Twitter and said, I'm pretty sure you're going to hear his thoughts, obviously, because it's been a while. So he's going to be ready for his takes on his podcast, which I am looking forward to those takes on this week's edition of the weekly edition of this podcast, which is going to be episode 156 of this podcast. But K-State, I'm talking right now. A disappointing loss for sure. No question about it here, as it drops the Cats' overall record of 28-18 with I believe it's Southeastern Missouri State coming here to Manhattan for the weekend series here. So I'm going to hold. I know he says a crushing loss, me and my coach, crushing loss on social media. But no question, disappointing loss for sure. We're just going to see long game how this all shakes out, because you lose two games with Wichita State. Obviously, the one I bring up is the one to St. Thomas when they were 1-11. Yeah, you have to win those games, and you have to cash in when you have those type of opportunities there. When you have three different innings, which really could put Wichita State in the ground, you had a chance to bury them, and you don't do it. Very disappointing loss. And you know what? Like I said about the ranking, hold this ranking stuff, and then K-State, Lord and behold, got ranked. I'm going to wait and see how this plays out when we get past the Big 12 tournament here. If K-State's going to play more baseball. How about that, folks? We take a look about inside the box score here on our Pro Project Podcast, postcast edition. Wichita State, one run, six hits, no errors. K-State shut down completely. No runs, five hits, no errors. As Musson Bays gets handed the loss here. The time of the game, 2 hours and 53 minutes in a sold-out X Stadium last night. Over 3,000. And they saw Wichita State shut down the K-State offense last night. Yeah, in this baseball game. Let's see here. The winning pitcher here for Wichita State, which used, six different pitchers last night. Caden Feathers gets the win. He goes to 3-4 in the year. Mason Buss led the K-State bunch here on the pitching side. Four innings. He gave up the only run of the game. Five hits, a walk, no strikeouts. Trey Robertson, Blake Corestino, Cole Wissenbaker, and Kyler Haney running out the K-State pitching baton here last night for K-State. In the game, the battery last night, nothing much there. But Cash Rugley, though, keeps the on-base percentage. That and his on-base streak continuing. Despite K-State getting shut out, he forced a walk. Did not get a hit, however. in this game. Brandon Jones hitless. Nick Goodwin, 2-for-3 at the plate. Kalen Culpepper had another hit. So did Brady Day. Brady Day only went 1-for-4. Rafael Patellar had the other hit for K-State. 1 of 5 hits for Kansas State offense last night. Rafael Patellar went 1-for-2 in the game right there. As well as K-State road-wise now goes to 13-9 on the road this year. Ruggley, 28 consecutive. Brady Day reached base last night as well. Just said it. 26 straight. Patellar, 22. So even though with the loss there, those three, the three Musketeers, where I'm going to call them, keep their on-base streak going up until this weekend series against Southeast Missouri State, which this is not going to be a gimme. Looking at their record, 26-19. That's their next opponent, folks. 3-game set. This is non-conference games. And they're 14-4 in their own conference, which is the Ohio Valley Conference there as well. All these games this weekend beginning Friday night, which, Friday night on ESPN Plus, Big 12 Now, ESPN Plus app. And, of course, you can't catch these games. They will be on the radio station here in town, 1350 K-Man, 6 o'clock first pitch right here in Manhattan, Kansas, game one. Same lineup like Texas Tech last week. Game one, 6 o'clock, 4 o'clock, game two, and then a Sunday matinee at 1, all games here at Twin Family Stadium, which I'm pretty sure which will show out. I shouldn't be able to say that given the crowds this year here at Twin Family Stadium. I would be shocked. I will not be in town this weekend, but I'll be shocked not to see that place back here in Manhattan, Kansas, with the way this team's playing. But I'm going to say this. I expect them to bounce back, but this is not going to be a gimme series here. They're going to really buckle down because you have to at least take 2 or 3 like you did Texas Tech, or better yet, sweep them. But I think this is going to be more of a tougher task. I think it's going to be the Texas Tech series. This team is pretty good. I can tell by the record. They're pretty solid. So K-State better not take this team for granted here, or this could go sideways real quick. But I think this team, the way they played all year long, they'll shake this one off, and they got to get at least 2 or 3. Just kind of keep in line their NCAA bid hopes for past the Big 12 tournament's concern there. So, huge series coming up since they went ahead and lost to the Shockers, right? Now you have to really respond. Can they respond at home? I think they will be able to do it. You played very well against Texas Tech. I expect this offense to really come out and produce like they did last weekend against the Red Raiders. So, big series coming up against non-conference opponent Southeastern Missouri State coming this weekend. The Pearl Project Podcast, your first time listening, thank you for listening to us and giving us a download and a listen. Next thing you need to do, if you love what you're hearing, definitely make sure you subscribe to the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, wherever you get your favorite K-State podcast. There as well, a huge get last night for men's basketball, Tyler Perry. I did not know this until this morning. I was on, the last time I was on Twitter was before the NBA playoffs, right? And I didn't see anything. So that kind of snuck on me there as well. So that was a huge get for K-State men's basketball. Now they have their guy. Given the fact that, man, the transfer portal has been loaded with some star studs this summer so far, and K-State finally lands their guy here, a point guard for sure, to fill the hole needed to replace the legendary Marquise Noel. We'll have a lot more on that, given the fact as well. We could or could not have a special guest as well on this podcast coming up, so a lot's going to determine within less than 24 hours before we record episode 156. If you have not by now, listen to episode 155. What are you waiting for? Get on that right now. And catch up. Go ahead, catch up on all the rest of the dailies this week and past weekly episodes of this podcast. And we're going to be bringing back special guests here as we approach summer as well. So feel free. It's deep in the archives. There are plenty of lessons to go to listen to as well. But K-State baseball on the minds right now, fall of 28-18, being shut down by Wichita State last night on the road, 1-0. Eddie Greer, that's going to wrap up for coverage of the Pearl Project podcast, postcast. Don't forget to send your questions. DM us at Eddie_EG3 and at AFACHTN. So on Twitter, we're on Twitter there as well. DMs are open. We're going to be promoting this up right up until the deadline, May 15th. It's the last time, at least for this period anyways, to get in your K-State questions. We would love to hear from the K-State fans and our fans right here from the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.